Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, How to Win Over the Most Difficult Customers. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. When we got back from NADA earlier this year, we were awarded the Driving Sales Dealer Satisfaction Award for top-rated websites for an unprecedented sixth year in a row. We also took home the AWA Award for Best Websites, plus FCA announced that we're now an approved vendor. We're still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Do you want to know more? Yeah, you do. You can check us out at DealerOn.com. Also, DealerOn is going to be exhibiting and presenting at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention. We have the best booth around, so make sure you stop by booth 305. We're going to have all kinds of prizes and surprises there, and to top it off, we'll toss in a copy of the new book we wrote on local SEO. While you're getting your Digital Dealer On, please check out these speaking sessions from The Beard and the Hair, Greg Gifford and Sean Rains. Remember, it's booth 305. I'm going to be there, and I'd love to see you there. We have a great show in store for you today. We have Elise Kephart as our presenter today. Elise Kephart is the founder of the Elise Kephart Experience, a company focused on helping dealerships strengthen their process, sales teams, and lead handling, utilizing tactics with an emphasis on improving phone skills and utilizing video email. An international sales and marketing phenomenon in the auto industry, Elise is nationally recognized as the YouTube Diva for her persuasive, personalized video greetings. Since 2007, she has sold countless vehicles to clients by creating a strong bond with her customers through the power of unique video messaging. Among her high-volume sales, she's also earned top-performing CSI. With her unique approach to videos, her phone skills, and sales background, Elise has visited dealerships across the country teaching her one-of-a-kind method. Her approach has been praised by the likes of Ziegler and Cardone, and she's been published in magazines both in the U.S. and Canada. Elise has presented at seminars including Women Automotive, Ziegler's Internet Battle Plan, Driving Sales Executive Summit, Digital Dealer, and the General Motors 2015 Compass Tour. She can be reached at elisekephartexperience@gmail.com. And you can catch more of the wonderful Elise Kephart at the upcoming Rockstar Automotive Conference. It's November 13th and 14th in Vegas, baby. For tickets or for more information, make sure you visit rockstarautoconference.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. And don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will be emailed to you later today for your reference, and please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friend at Elise Kephart Experience. Oh my gosh, she's giving away a great prize on today's webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win an entire year of BombBomb for free. This is also going to come with a custom video template and free 50-minute training from none other than Elise Kephart herself. This prize is valued at $1,200. Tremendous prize for you and your dealership. But you have to be on the live broadcast to score this cool giveaway. So stay tuned. And who knows, you might be the lucky one walking away with this awesome prize today. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey. So fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want your opinion to be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? Gosh, we hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Elise Kephart at the YouTube Diva. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. All right, everyone, let's get started. Let's learn about how to win over the most difficult customers. Elise Kephart, it's always a party when you're here. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I think I'm good. I think I probably gave you a little bit of a mini anxiety there.
No, you're fine. Now listen, you're not new at this. This is not your first time. I think this might be your sixth or seventh time on my show, but every time, if you're a first time attendee to a Dealer On webinar, boy, oh boy, you chose the right one to come to. And if this is not your first time, but this is your first time listening to Elise, you are in for a treat, my friends. She lays out so much information in 1 hour. It is insane. Now, I do have to warn everyone, we do have a hard stop because Elise has to go catch a plane. So We do have a hard stop. So if you have questions, and usually we have like an hour's worth of questions with Elise, I would recommend get your questions in early, because I'm going to go through them in the order in which they are received, and we're only going to be able to go through oh so many questions before we're going to have to let Elise go. All right? So there's your disclaimer. Now, Elise, I love this topic. Love this topic. Yes. Let's get started. Just go.
So, all right. So I went over the most difficult customers. And if you've been on any of the previous Dealer On webinars, record breaking, did I say that out loud? I mean, but yes, I'm the record holder for that. if you went on the previous, the record holding webinar with Dealer On, it kind of dove into my entire internet sales process step by step. And so this is kind of a branch out off of that, because I went through the steps, but the truth of it is, because I know this because I'm in the grind with you guys every day. If you're on this webinar, if you are a salesperson, a BDC person, a manager, you know, there's really specific customers sometimes that we almost feel like we run into roadblocks with. And these aren't your general, like, hey, I was just doing research, or hey, I just went online and I'm not ready to buy. I'm still months out, or my lease is up in 9 months or a year or 2 years or what have you. These are those customers, those nitty gritty customers, right? Where, we struggle with the most. And so what I want to do before I dive into this is just stop for a moment. I'm not going to give you the meat and potatoes yet, but just stop for a moment, pause, and let's take ourselves outside of the fact that we're all in the car business. We work in the dealership. We work in the trenches wearing our trench coats. Does that work? Wearing our trench coats. So I want you to stop for a moment and think not like a salesperson, think not like a BDC rep who's focused on solely getting appointments. Take yourself outside of the fact that we work within the dealership, retail field for a minute, and just think of yourself as a normal customer, okay? Put yourself in the customer's shoes. Now, for those of you that know me, I can't wear heels for my life. I love them. They're beautiful. I've invested in expensive heels, but like straight up, I'm just going to be honest. It's uncomfortable. It's not comfortable for me to wear heels. And so I use that analogy because as a customer, again, we're not, when a customer is going to be buying a car, all right, that whole experience for a customer, it's normally like if you tried to put heels on me and tell me that I had to wear them for 3 days straight, it's really uncomfortable, and the reason for that, if we dive into it, is as much as I want to say, the advertisements aren't out there, the media that's constantly surrounding us now still in 2017 portrays the car salesperson, the car buying experience, as something that nobody wants to do. You can see here the CarMax commercial. This is what a car salesperson is. We see other companies coming out of the woodworks that are trying to sell cars essentially through a vending machine, because the idea behind it is that the dealership, the car salesperson, the people involved in it, like yourself, create no value for the actual customer. So because of that, the customer oftentimes, when they're going through this car buying experience, a lot of them just have that mentality. They want to be in and out. They don't want to deal with a car salesperson, and they just want to, click the button, pop out their car out of a vending machine and go. And that's unfortunate. We have a poll question here, it looks like.
Yes, we do. All right, audience. First poll question is on the screen now. We'd love it if you take part in our poll questions. It helps us out. It helps the presenter out, too. She wants to know how many of your online customers ask in the notes about best price. How many of your customers online, not over the phone, but online, how many of them ask about pricing? Please select one of the following answers. Seems like all of them. Happens a few times a day. It happens maybe every other day. Rarely, if ever, or we never get that question. We want to know how many of those customers that are out there are asking about price. Is it in there? Best price, I should say. All right. So once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. Ooh, the votes are coming in fast. I love this. wow, I'm really, really surprised at this answer. I really am. I'm seeing the votes coming in. And I'm surprised at this answer. So, Elise, I don't know if you're going to be surprised at this answer. Since we're waiting for the votes to still come in, Elise, real fast, just tell me, mm-hmm. When you were on the dealership side and you were taking those online leads, how many were you seeing?
I mean, it would happen.
Which one of these answers would you have picked?
I'm going to say that it happens a few times a day. It happens a few times a day, and I'm going to kind of dive in off of that. That's sort of the right and the median interpretation on this we're going to kind of go over. But when customers are asking about, like, hey, what's your best offer? Or, hey, maybe you have a car listed online for $29.90 and they say, I have $24,000 cash. That's mm-hmm. my offer. What do you take it? I consider that still kind of like a best price type of customer. And I would say that happens probably, depending on the volume of your dealership, you know, anywhere from a few times a day to maybe every other day. But it does happen.
Okay.
It's you know, that would be my interpretation.
Okay, well, let's see what today's audience had to say. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. We really appreciate it. Check these results out. Wow. Okay, so you are not far off, Elise, let me tell you. 42% of today's audience say it seems like all of them. But the majority, 46% of today's audience, say it happens to them a few times a day. Wow. 9% of today's audience say it happens maybe every other day. 4% said rarely, if ever, and no one said we never get that question. Wow, wow, wow. All right, so let's close this poll. I guess that was kind of what you were saying, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. So the truth of it is that the 42 and the 46% just on the people on this webinar, that gives everybody on the webinar today a really good portrayal of the fact that it does happen, whether it's happening, you know, a few times a day, whether you feel as though it's happening, like it seems like every customer, the question about price is there. And so, you know, when there's a problem, or not, I don't want to say necessarily a problem, but when there's something that we have to face, you know, it's one of those situations. You have two options here. You can, you know, continue doing the same thing that you're doing and be frustrated because it's not working. I mean, that's probably why many of you are on this webinar, because it's, you know, how to overcome those difficult customers. Most of them, you know, really diving into the ones that are asking about best price. So the fact is, customers go online and they do ask about price. They might word it in a couple, you know, different ways. But again, going back to the picture of put yourself in the customer's shoes for a minute, you know, we oftentimes forget that we are a customer too. So I want you guys to kind of put yourself in the mindset of a customer, and think about, you know, what, and I think I did the poll question backwards here, so my apologies for that. But I want you to think about, you know, you're a customer, and whether you're buying a car or whether you buy anything, you know, our ultimate goal as customers is we want to save money too. I mean, even if, you know, everybody wants to save money, everybody wants a good deal, whether it's on a car or really, like, think outside of the box and think of other stuff, other purchases that you've made. You know, all of us want to save money. Eliana, do you like to save money?
Dude, I live to save money. That's all I do, is I look for the best deal.
Save money and get a good deal. Let's just be real. That's not, like, sometimes we portray it like, oh, that's another customer, gosh golly, that wants to get a good, like, wants to get best price. Dang it, they want to save money. Like, we might as well, again, be transparent to the fact that if you're a customer, regardless of what you're buying, you want to save money, you want to get a good deal. But you know what we also want behind that? We want amazing customer service. We want, regardless of, you know, what you're buying. I'll paint out a perfect scenario here. So I'm at Jim Ziegler's Teach at the Beach, or I was at Jim Ziegler's Teach at the Beach this last week, and I ranted your ear off yesterday about how crazy my life's been. But silly me, like, I was in such a hurry when I came here that I pulled a rookie mistake, and I forgot a lot of things that I probably should have brought on this trip, one of which was a bathing suit, because it was in Clearwater. So Subi, who she's probably not on this, but my friend Subi, some of you may know her, she texted me and said, hey, we have to go to the pool while you're here. And I was like, ugh, I forgot my bathing suit, right? So we're driving into town, We want to get to the conference. We want to get checked in. And Subi sends me a text, and she says, you know, there's a bathing suit shop right across from the hotel, and you can get one there. So my original plan was to go to Target, okay? Like, because Target, I literally, no joke, like 3 weeks ago when I went camping, bought like the cutest bathing suit at Target. You know, and I don't know how much it was, maybe $20-$30, but super, super cute. Well, that was my original plan, but when I looked at the navigation, Target was going to be like 45 minutes out of the, you know, out of the way, and it would have, I wouldn't have gotten to the hotel late. So I decided like, hey, we're going to go to the hotel. Subi said there's a bathing suit, store right across the, from the hotel. So then we park our car, walk into this, bathing suit store, and it's obviously not a Target. It's like their specialty, like, is bathing suits and stuff that like you would wear to the beach or the pool, because it's right in Clearwater, Florida. And then I go to the women's section and look at their bathing suits and look at the price tag, and it says the sale rack, right? The sale rack, this little sale rack. I look at the price tag and it's like $129, and I was like, oh, that was like my sticker shock, right? Like, well, I wasn't really planning on spending $129 on a bathing suit, but, you know, I in my mind at that time, I was like, but the Target's going to be an hour out of my way. I'm here. If I find something that, you know, maybe I like, maybe it's a little less than that, like, I'm probably going to get it because I need a bathing suit. And I'll tell you, at the end of this experience, because I looked at some of the stuff, I was about ready to leave, but then I think she was the owner. She was really good. But she came up to me and, like, she got me a dressing room, and she gave me like just, she kind of asked, you know, are you thinking you want a one piece or a two piece, like, you know, just a really good personal experience. And helped me like actually find a really good bathing suit. And I ended up walking out of there for a little less than $100. But as I walked out, I was telling James, who's my coworker. And as I walked out, I said, you know, I really wasn't planning on spending $100 on a bathing suit, but this is my favorite bathing suit, and that lady in there was awesome, right? So the whole thing being is, when, of course, we want to save money, like, as whether regardless of if you're buying a car or a bathing suit, yes, we want to save money, but you know, customers will give the business, they will give the business, and you have to not only like believe this, and and you've probably heard it before, but you have to believe it. You know, you have to believe it, because when you, and you have to continue through with the expectation of what you believe. And so the statement is this, you know, customers are going to give the business to, there are going to be some customers that don't care about customer service, but majority of customers will give the business to people that they like. And when value exceeds the expectation, then, you know, price at that point becomes irrelevant. So, all of us want to save money. All of us want amazing customer service. And so with that, again, from our perspective, you know, I find it sometimes I feel as though we expect the customer, like we get frustrated sometimes when the customer wants the best pricing. And then we just shoot. What happens is like, we'll get an internet lead that says, hey, what's your best price? Or, hey, will you take this offer of $24,000? And you look at the way it's advertised on the website, and it's $29,000. You're like, this person's out of their mind. They're ridiculous. They're, you know, gosh, this is a horrible lead. Like, why would they make, we start like saying all these negative things. And then it's like, I'm not going to waste too much time on this guy or this gal. I'm just going to shoot them over. Your price is $29,999. Your price is, your best price, I talked to my manager, is $27,990 plus TTYL. When can you come on down? Like, that's typically the response that we get when we get these tough customers. And so I feel like it's almost, I don't want to say opposite, but it's these customers that we automatically assume are tough customers, difficult customers, you know, ridiculous offer customers. We put like this negative title on them, on top of the fact that we already call them leads. So Bobby, when you're on, like, we already call our standard internet customers internet leads. And then the ones that want best price, we're like, oh, they just want best price. They're going to give us a horrible CSI. Like, we prejudge a lot of these customers right up front. And so the way that you need to change your mindset for these difficult customers with best price customers, get your freaking game face on and create value for the customer to where it's like, okay, great. I'm confronting the beast. That's Justin Timberlake. Sorry. The customer wants best price, okay, and know that pretty much everywhere that they go to get best price, just like the responses that they get from other dealerships are just the same, right? That you need to find a way to put your game face on and be so competitive, but in a positive way, and know that when this customer, I'm going to give this customer, if my feet are to the fire, then I'm going to give this customer a best price. So I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure that when I'm presenting figures or when I'm giving them best price, you know, that I'm completely setting myself apart. So this is my second husband. This is Justin Timberlake. he's not wearing a trench coat, but you know, he did a I go on YouTube searches sometimes for Justin Timberlake, and he did an award show where he says, you know, a lot of times being unique and being different can sometimes be criticized. Sometimes you're made fun of for it, and it's, you know, but all the more reason, like, especially when it comes to automotive and when it comes to working in a BDC or being a manager, or being a car salesperson, like, be different. Don't be the stereotype. You know, if I'm in automotive sales and I have to, my ultimate goal is to either schedule appointments or sell more cars. I need to be I need to set myself apart. So I forgot to put the quote next to Justin's picture here, but basically what he says is, you know, it's okay to be different. In fact, you should strive to be different, because it's what it's going to do at the end of the day is you're going to get attention for it. You're going to grab somebody's attention. So when a customer, you know, inquires about best price, you know, that customer on the other end may portray, again, that like a salesperson or not even, a lot of customers think that there's nobody even real at the other end of that computer or email. And so, you know, when you're following up with these customers, you know, exceed expectation of the customer, and don't be the vision that they might envision you are. Don't be a typical car salesperson. Don't be a typical, you know, brick and mortar person in a phone room sounding like they really do not like their job, all right? And so part of that is finding passion and finding happiness in what you do. I'm going to share a quick story real quick, and it kind of goes along with this whole stereotype thing. So I was at the conference maybe 2 days ago, and we were all about, you know, we were waiting on an Uber drive, getting ready to go eat. And I get a phone call, and I don't recognize it, but I get a lot of phone calls that I don't recognize because it could be a, you know, somebody that was at the conference or whatnot, but I pick it up, and this lady, you know, says, "Hey, is this Elise?" And I go, and I'm thinking it's a client, right? And I go, "Oh yeah, this is," I go, "this is her." And she goes, you know, "Hey, I hope I didn't reach you at a bad time." And I'm thinking at this point, literally, that this is a client, because she's saying like script for script, like in it, but not just the script, but saying it like super genuine, right? And I go, "Yeah, who is this?" And she goes, "Oh, my name's so-and-so. And I'm actually from Hilton Honors, and you're a Hilton Honors Club member. And, you know, we pulled up your portfolio, and I noticed that you're traveling a lot, and we have a limited time offer." And she goes into this whole spiel. And for a minute, I'm like, okay, I am a Hilton Honors member. Like, I am a Hilton Honors member, but it was like, it just happened to be a bad time that she was calling. We were all headed out to dinner. All said and done, I learn at the end of this call that it's a scam, right? But I got off the phone call. She even gave me, like, a website to go to that looked legitimately like a Hilton Honors website, but it was a scam. And I just got so disappointed at the end of the call, because I was like, I really liked her. Like, I was telling my friend Jay in the cab, I was like, I never would have guessed that for a scammer, because normally, like, these scam calls, they're, you know, we all know what they sound like. But she sounded like a real person from Hilton, because she had her tone inflection and everything on. So, and she sounded like a real person that I vibed with, right? And I was kind of disappointed, because I was like, I really liked her. I probably would have given her my credit card, like, had I not. What had happened is, at the end of the call, she transferred me to her boss, because she said she was new. And then when the boss got on the phone, I was like, all right, this straight up isn't legit, because, like, the tone of the conversation changed. But point being, like, customers, you have to assume, who go online, who want best price, like, they go through the same BS. Like, they go through the same kind of stuff that I just went through with a scam call, right? Like, but the difference is, we're not scammers, okay? We're not stealing people's money. We're not just taking debit cards over the phone and stealing money. Like, we are a genuine, we are the freaking best industry there is. And I've met many of you in real life, or I associate with many of you on social. And the fact that you guys are even here shows me that that you're real genuine people. I always preach, you know, you don't have to lie. You don't have to be dishonest. You can take that, the good in you, which I'd like to think that everybody has good in them, and show that to customers, right? So all said and done, don't be a stereotype. Don't be afraid to be different, because what I'm about to bounce into here is going to be different. Speaking of Uber, you know, when we think of a lot of times when consumers think of a car salesperson, they don't know who's on the other end. It's almost like if you got an Uber and then you saw this guy pop up, right? You're like, okay, no thanks, I'll walk, right? Like, you don't want to be the stereotype of what the customer's saying. In fact, and part of that is going to involve, again, being unique and using video that I'm going to dive into to set yourself apart. But what this is going to do is, when everybody else for a customer that requests less price, when everybody else is doing one thing, for example, just sending them a quote with a one paragraph thing, one paragraph blurb with typos and so forth, you know, and not making it personal, but then you do something that's different, that's unique. What it does is it breaks the trust barrier between the consumer and the dealership or the car salesman. And so we want to bridge that gap, because if a customer, and for a new car especially, let's just paint a picture here. For a new car especially, if I want to buy a, you know, if I want to buy a GMC Yukon, I can, you know, even though I live all the way across the country, I know that I could buy it from Masters via GMC, because they're, you know, like, I could buy a new car anywhere and get the same price, but I'm going to go to the dealership, or I'm going to go to the person or people with somebody that I feel the most connected with, right? And so we want to bridge that gap, even for the customers that sometimes just really grind our gears and that we call, you know, we label as negative things, or even maybe negative name titles. So here's how you change that. All right. And this is something that you can start doing today. Some of you on the call that Eliana gave shout outs to, I know already use BombBomb, which is the hands down best video email platform, that there is ever, like, period. That's the statement. And so what you want to do with video email when it comes to your tough customers? Oh my goodness, we have another poll question. Look at these, surprisingly right.
This is a good thing. This is a good thing. All right, audience. We got our second poll question on the screen now. It's actually our last poll question of today. So please get involved. We want to know, now, the last time you went online to research something, I want you to think about this. The last time you went to research something online, what was the price range of that item? All right? Just think about it. All right? So it could be like flea medicine for your dog, or maybe it was a car or a boat or a house or something like that. All right? So what was the price range of that item? All right? So here's your options. I only go online for Facebook, email, and funny cat videos. Something that was in the hundreds of dollars, like maybe a new, you know, monitor for your desktop, you know, or something like that, you know, a television maybe, okay? Maybe it was something in the $1,000 to $5,000 range. Okay, now we're talking about maybe a new laptop, or maybe one of those nice big televisions. Oh, yeah. Maybe it was something $5,000 or more. Maybe it was a trip you were researching, you know, a vacation of something, or maybe it was a car, a boat, a house, something like that, all right? Or, oh, no need for internet research. My wife knows everything. Once I get a majority of the votes, we're going to close this poll and share the results. And audience, you are just so incredible today. Thank you so much for your votes. Almost everyone's already voted. So I'll give you a few more seconds for those stragglers, and then we'll close this up and go over the results. I think you'll be surprised. And also, I want to remind everyone, get your questions in early for Elise Kephart. She'll answer anything that has to do with sales or process or video. So it doesn't even have to be on this particular topic, although if you do have questions about difficult customers or how Elise would have handled it, well, we certainly want to hear those questions as well. All right, audience, thank you so much for your great votes. at least check these results out. Okay,
something
only...
What? Okay, go ahead. Oh, no, I'm just reading. This is good.
Okay, what was the price range of the item you last went online to research? 7% of today's audience say that they only go online for Facebook email and funny cat videos. Hey, you know what? I can respect that. 57% of today's audience, however, the majority obviously, said something was in the hundreds of dollars. 26% of today's audience say something in the $1,000 to $5,000 range. Only 7% of today's audience said that they researched something $5,000 or more. And then 3% of today's audience, well, they have a wife that knows everything. So what do they need the internet for? All right. So did this help you out, Elise? Is this what you were expecting to hear?
Is my husband on this webinar?
Well, your husband would be correct.
So something in the hundreds of dollars. So this is initially, my apologies. I think this poll maybe was supposed to come up first, but here's the idea behind it. You know, most of you on the webinar go online. The fact is we go online everywhere. We are so connected to these dang smartphones now. It's a little crazy when you think about it. Like, I get anxiety if I forget my phone or I lose it in a pool in Orlando with Bobby Heron. That never happens. So we're connected to these phones, and we do research for everything. So again, going into the mindset, if a customer wants to buy, most of you guys didn't put the high ticket items above 5K. But most of the cars that we're selling, even if you're selling pre-owned vehicles, start at probably around $5,000. That's a lot of money for a lot of people. So it shouldn't be a surprise again. Like, if a customer wants to save money, especially on a high ticket item like that, you know, adapt to that. Like, you know, put yourself in the customer's shoes and know that saving, you know, being on the customer side is, and understanding that is not a bad thing. Now, yes, obviously from our side of things, we're a business. Absolutely, we want to make profit. But when value exceeds expectation, then you're going to be able to, you will make that profit or you will earn that customer. So when an opportunity comes in and they say, hey, I want best price, or maybe you have an e-price call to action on your website. So you see that the lead form that they took the time, let me remind you, okay, to fill out their name and their, maybe they didn't even put a phone number, but they took the time to take their little fingers and type in their name and email and hit submit or hit go or hit yes, whatever the form is that they filled out. You know, they took the time to do that. They're doing research as all of us do, but they filled out that form to get some type of information that they couldn't get online otherwise. So a perfect example of kind of mapping out that scenario of a customer is I just moved into a new office and I'm getting some video studio equipment set up. And so I'm doing research on Amazon for that. But a perfect example is, and I love the you have the Yeti mic, right? The Blue Yeti?
Yeah, I do. How did you know that?
Right? you posted a picture of it, girl.
I did, but that was over a year ago, and I can't believe you remembered that.
when you posted that, right, I was like, oh, man, I want to be like Eliana. I want to get a microphone, too, right? And it took me a while, but when I went on one of my little rabbit hole searches, and I've been in this office, so I'm like, I need to get a microphone. So I looked, what did I do? Well, I looked up the Yeti. I looked up the YouTube videos. I went on their website. I went on Amazon. I started looking at other brands, started watching the reviews on those, the how-tos, the connectivity, like how I was going to get it set up. Was it going to be flat? Was it going to be like on a stand? And I did all of that thing, but you know what? I didn't actually like type in my email or type in my name and take the time to do that unless it actually, that took effort for me to do, meaning when a customer goes online to do car research and pricing, like, let's just be real here for a minute. It's not 1992 where it's the invoice and the pricing is like some hidden secret. You can go on, like, people go on Google. There's plenty of third party websites and there's plenty of videos and a million things out there that show customers like what standard pricing is. In fact, you can even go on, Edmunds and other websites where you get to see, you know, what the invoice is essentially for a new car. So, when I get a customer that says, hey, like on True Car, let's say, or let's say they go on your website and says, hey, what's the best deal I can get on this? And it's a new car. Make sure that you read that. Okay. And when you use video to, when you use video to try and get in communication with that customer, Like, you might as well just confront the beast and acknowledge that they want pricing. Part of that is going to entail, and this is something that we skip. Sometimes we're just in the hustle bustle and we just want to get through the lead, and we leave them a voicemail that's not even relevant to like what the actual CRM note said. If a customer says, hey, I want best price, or you see that the lead source says, you know, says that they want an e-price, or maybe it's one of those situations again where they put in a general note, you know, hey, my offer, maybe it's a make an offer and you guys are asking 29. They say, hey, what do you guys take? Or my offer is 24,000 cash. That's my offer. All of these things to me should trigger that this customer, obviously their focus, their concern is price. So you want to acknowledge in your video email that you're listening and that you're actually paying attention to them. You need to pay attention to your customers, right? Give them that personal attention. So now what we're going to do is I'm going to flip on my webcam here and I'm going to show you how different pathways and different ways that you can use video email to overcome some of the most difficult customers. I'm going to start off with this example here. So a customer, again, who wants best price, okay, they went on your website, they went on TrueCar, wherever they did on La La Internet Land, and they took the time to put in their email address, and let's just say that they gave us one of those magical 555 numbers that we all love, or maybe it's a 123456 number. So how do we respond to this customer? Well, first thing, don't get upset, don't get mad, okay, because I know sometimes it's frustrating, like, gosh dang it, they didn't give me a phone number, like, why do I want to work with this customer, so forth and so forth. Acknowledge that the customer is doing that because of, again, they don't know who's on the other end. Maybe they had a bad experience in the past. First thing is, again, don't be upset about that type of opportunity. That right there is an opportunity. And trust me, these opportunities add up. So, I'm going to flip open, really quick.
And while you're doing that, I'm just going to remind the audience that just so you know, if you haven't gotten the chance to see Elise Kephart's amazing, record-breaking webinar that she did with me, you can find it at dealeron.com/webinar and click on the bottom right-hand side. It'll say, hey, did you miss a webinar? And then it'll take you to the archives. And you can see all of our past webinars, but you can actually search for Elise Kephart's. And the title of that was Elise Kephart Shares Her Entire Internet Process 2.0. And also, we have never done this before, so Elise is trying something new that we've never done on a webinar before. So while she's getting that set up, I do want to encourage everyone to ask questions because we are going to have to say goodbye to her sharply, I think, at 1:30 Eastern time. So we won't be able to sit here for, you know, as long as Elise usually does and answer all your questions. So hopefully we can get that going. And
yep. Hold on 2 seconds real quick. And this is going to work, Eliana.
Oh, I have no doubt, babe.
Okay, so most of you, I'm gonna open up my webcam here, or not my webcam, my
your camera on your phone.
Yeah, my camera on my phone, and let me just connect it here because it should work. Let's see, I'm connected in 2 seconds. 2 seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
4 seconds.
new movie recording. And let's see if it works here. FaceTime HD.
Oh, I should also mention that Elise Kephart, and you'll learn this when you go back and look at that, learn Elise Kephart's entire internet sales process. Her process earned her over 30% close ratio, which is unheard of in especially any sales market, but certainly in automotive. So she obviously knows what the heck she's doing. And if this is her best advice and you want to raise your closing ratio, I would say maybe take a listen.
I realize what's happening here, and I'm hoping that I can. I don't want there to be an echo, but can I switch to computer audio so I can connect my phone to show?
Yeah, sure. Let's try. We didn't really try this. So
I'm going to.
I'm sure she's coming back.
Right. Can you hear me still? I didn't lose you.
No, you sound a lot better here.
Okay. So go QuickTime here. And QuickTime movie recording.
Audience, thank you so much for hanging in there with us. Nope, we've never done this before, as you can tell.
I told you it would work. Okay, that was the only problem. Can you see my phone here?
Yes.
Yeah, the screen. Okay, so ignore my my notifications here. Those are not those are Lily's games, I promise you.
You have 27 unread messages? What is wrong with you, woman?
Okay, so I'm going to open up right here. And this is, for those of you that don't have this, this is like my favorite app, except when my computer doesn't show it. That's here.
People are betting that you probably do play My Little Pony, by the way.
Yeah, you know, that sometimes happens.
I mean, you have a lot of airport time, so. My Little Pony. Okay, so what are we doing here, Elise? You're going to record a video, like, right in front of us?
Yes, but it's not uploading. So what I'll do is I'll just turn on my camera here. So within the BombBomb app, and I apologize, it's not opening up properly, but this is this not – yeah, there we go. So we should be able to – can you see my phone right now or no?
Yes, but it's – I don't see you.
Okay. Let me go ahead and do this then. Apologies. I'm going to go ahead. Can I turn on my webcam on here?
Yeah, absolutely you can. Probably want to go back into the PowerPoint, though, but.
Yeah, yes. Okay, so I'm going for the Alicia Keys look today, by the way. It's been, like, really crazy, so I'm not wearing makeup. But all the more reason, like, sometimes, like, you're not always going to have your hair on point. Subi did my hair yesterday at the conference. But it's about, you know, video email is about being authentic, again, setting yourself apart from being the typical car salesperson and so forth. So I'm going to go back to the PowerPoint here. Again, this is with a customer. This is how you want to, you know, make a video email, and it would be within BombBomb, but it's not uploading on the live share or on the live screen here. But the video is going to pop up like this. For those of you that have met me in person, or I've talked about this a couple times, one of these right here, it's like $4.27. You can get it on Amazon or Office Max or Target has this one. So what you want to do, of course, me being crazy, like I don't have the marker to put it on, to write on here, but write the customer's name and then write. So it's going to look something like this because I have a Four Points by Sheraton Post-it. You can use Post-its too. So what I'm going to do is, let's say Eliana, what's a car that if you had to be doing research on right now, you would be doing
Mercedes. Let's see. SL.
Mercedes
500.
SL. Sure. Price. Okay, so I'm gonna, it shows up backwards, but when you record the video in BombBomb, it doesn't make it backwards or anything like that, even if you're in selfie mode. So you can do it from a webcam. Normally I would show you from my iPhone, but it's not loading up on the screen this morning. But the iPhone BombBomb app or the webcam, write the customer's name. Like, that took 2 seconds to do. Write the customer's name on a Post-it or whiteboard. Confront the beast, right? Because they want a best price. They want to know. And so, like, this is going to see, because what the customer might be expecting is what everybody else is sending them, which is just a best price. But here's the down, like, a lot of dealers just shoot out a price. But I can show you a screenshot from today from a CRM. I was literally just on a training call this morning where the customer replied, oh, actually, no, that's not the car that I meant to click on. I meant to click on blah, 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 blah. So that's why I'm not a fan of just shooting prices out left and right, because half the time it feels like customers click on something. It's not the right car. Imagine if, you know, you clicked on an SL Mercedes, but you really wanted a GLK.
Right.
Right. Something completely different. Then we look silly. So I want to acknowledge that I see that the customer wants pricing, but I need to give the customer a reason to call me back. So I'm going to go through two different scenarios. One is a scenario where it's just a standard e-price. I want your price. This is my offer. Can you take this type of notes? The other one is going to be one of my favorite form fill letter that I'm going to show you here back on the slide. So if I get a customer that just wants a best price, or says like, hey, what's your best price? It's an e-lead. It's an e-price source. It's a, will you accept, $24,000 on this $29,000 car? If I don't have a phone number, again, in this one scenario, this is a difficult situation normally, right? We're like, gosh, dang it, the customer doesn't have a phone number and they want best price. My most favorite customer as an internet sales rep would be this rep, right? So I'm going to put the customer's name on a thing like this and within BombBomb, and it's not loading up properly, but normally what I would do is I'm going to hit the record button within BombBomb, put their name on a post-it or white note, and I'm going to say something along the lines of this. And I usually create movement within the BombBomb video email because it creates a GIF moving image that most of you many know. It's a preview of yourself actually embedded into the video email. So I'm going to go something like this. Hey, Eliana, good morning. Hey, my name's Elise. I work here with the management team over at ABC Mercedes. I just wanted to thank you for going online. It shows here. It looks like you're doing a little bit of pricing research on what came through as a new 2008 Mercedes SL in the dark cherry red. I didn't see a phone number to reach you, but I always do like to verify the exact vehicle that came through on my end. There have been situations in the past with some technology errors there, so I wanted to confirm the right vehicle. And also, I had a couple quick questions for you just to make sure that I can get you the best deal and accurate information. Do me a favor, if you can ring me back when you have a moment. I didn't have a number for you, but my number here is 805-441-3398. I'm going to be here until about 5 o'clock tonight, and I'll be sure to connect with you and send you some additional emails a little bit later today just to make sure that we connect. So, boom, I'm going to stop there. Since I can't leave this customer a voicemail, now if I could, my voicemail would be very similar to that, but notice I'm not giving away pricing. I want the customer, like there's no reason that if a customer genuinely wanted best price or was just doing research, like if they're in that position, and the good thing is a lot of customers that are at that pinpoint, like where they're just shopping pricing, they in their mind think that they've done all the other research out there. Like, so typically, like, customers that are at that point, they're not just negotiating and shooting off these best price requests for fun. Like, they're very low in the funnel as far, or you know, they're low hanging fruit, because all that they feel that they need to get at this point is pricing, right? These are the customers that know what kind of equipment, what engine size, what color they want on an SL. But from my perspective as an internet BDC rep, I want to make sure that we're on the same page. Last thing that I want to do, again, is just have my manager shoot off a price for the wrong vehicle. So my message to this customer, and this is what you should be doing for your customers who, without any specific details, you know, if it's, again, e-price lead, best price, true car, like, I want to make sure that I'm on the right vehicle. So that's what I'm saying in my message, my video email, which you can tell is a lot more personal. That's also what's going to be in my verbiage below. And my continued follow-up is, like, hey, pay attention to me. I want to confirm that this is the right vehicle and that you have questions to make sure that you're on the same page. Because here's the truth of it. We all know that with best price, there's so many different variables. And for those of you that maybe are in the car business a little bit newer, we know that there's financing incentives sometimes. You can get a lower price. There's military. There's college grad. Sometimes there's conquest trade-in cash. There's trade-in credit. You know, there is there might be some type of loyalty cash. Zip codes and tax rates, if they like, are going to vary with, you know, with the tax rates on where you purchase your vehicle. So there's so many different variables. And I know, and I know that when I've, mystery shop dealerships in the past, there's so many, like, every dealership doesn't send their quotes the same way. If you've ever mystery shop competition, there's one dealership that might give a price that doesn't include destination and handling. There might be another dealership that includes destination and handling. There might be another dealership that doesn't include destination and handling, includes active military, includes active college grad, includes a fine print that you have to have a trade-in that's at least worth $3,000. Like, there's so many fine print things that I've seen that a lot of customers, boom, they just see that, you know, your price is $22,990 plus TTYL, and that's what they go off of. So me, I'm going to be different. I'm going to pull a Justin Timberlake. I want to not do what everybody else is doing, and I want to do my job, which is making sure that I'm on the right vehicle, that the customer's on the right vehicle, that we're on the same page so that they can get this information. I just want to make sure that they're getting the proper, accurate information. And, of course, I've adapted to the fact I'm a customer, too. I want to save money. I want my customers to, you know, that it'd be okay that they're shopping for price. So I'm acknowledging that again in the video. Now, let's say this same customer emails me back and says, hey, I watched the video. I live 3 hours away or I live 5 hours away. This is the vehicle, and they maybe paste out the VIN number to you or like the stock number, or maybe they even send you pictures. So this is what I'm going to call a feet are to the fire situation. A feet are to the fire situation. So a feet to the fire situation, so that you guys know, is something to where, something to where it's like you have to give price. I see it, and I want to share this with you because I see a lot of times, like if there was a phone number to a best price customer, or maybe the customer, like it's not even somebody that initially asked about price, but like they're asking about price on the phone. I listen to phone calls sometimes where it's like, oh, well, you know, your best pricing is when you get here, or, you know, let me transfer you to a manager because I'm not really sure, I don't do pricing. And that's going to come into, like, you know, that comes into knowing how to handle that. That's a whole separate topic, but knowing how to handle a phone call to at least try and overcome that objection for price. But
Damn it.
Oh, why is it doing that?
Because you keep doing play from start. You have to do the one next to it, which is play from current slide.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
So let's say that this customer, no email, let's say no phone number, got my video email. Let's say they do call me back, right? Well, that's a plus. Now I have their phone number. They do call me back, and they say, hey, I got your video email, so wanted to give you a ring back. And let's say that they still on the phone call, which is my best asset of scheduling the appointment, other than being, you know, I mean, it is because it's a live call. Let's say they still push me for price, right? They say, yes, that's the right. Eliana says, yes, that's the Mercedes that I want. You know, I've been looking at this car for 2 years, and I'm ready to pull the trigger. I'm just putting together quotes, and I live pretty far away from you guys, you know, from ABC Motors, but I you know, saw your reviews online, and, you know, I just want to keep all my options open, and I want to make sure I'm getting the best price. But I live 3 hours away, and I'm not going to be able to come down there, you know, unless you guys have, you know, the best price and so forth and so forth. So this is what I call a feeder to the fire situation, meaning I've gotten typically these customers on the phone, and I have to give them a price. I consider this type of customer like where I've gotten the customer on the phone for pricing, let's say, and I can't overcome the objection on the phone. I consider that customer a feet to the fire situation. This is another feet to the fire situation. Did you know that you can go on Google, and this is what consumers see, and we forget this sometimes because we're in the car business, but you can go on Google, you know, how to buy a car email template, and I don't know if you've ever gotten one of these before. Probably you have, but they used to do these in fax format back in the day. But if you were to click on any of these links, it literally is an email that these, you know, autocheatsheet.com and money under 30, like that they tell you, hey, when you're ready to pull the trigger on a car, copy and paste this email to a bunch of different dealerships, and this is what's going to get you the best deal. Okay, so we've all seen one of those form letters. It's something along the lines of, hi, my name's Eliana. I'm looking for a 2017 Mercedes SL. I prefer charcoal gray, white, or black. It needs to be automatic. MSRP, as I've seen listed via TrueCar and Edmunds, is this. Invoice is this. I'm paying cash. My zip code is this. Tax rate should be at 8%. I do not have a trade-in. I'm going to be shopping 20 other different. So we've all seen it. Like, I can pretty much script that template out by heart. So this is what I call, boom, feet are to the fire situation, and I have to send a video, like I have to send a price, right? So rather than, let me pull up is my webcam still up and it's just not in the screen?
Webcam looks great.
Okay. So in this situation, like, I have to send price. Again, this is the customer I got on the phone. I can't overcome the objection on the phone. This, that phone call, by the way, is going to result in a, hey, well, here's what I'm going to go ahead and do. I'm going to have my manager, or I'm going to get you this pricing. I'll put it together for you. I'm going to send it over to your email. And, it looks like we're okay to text as well. So I'll shoot it over to you, text as well. And then let's put on reconnecting end of the day to see what you'd like the next steps to be. Meaning this phone call right here should never be in a, like, I'll wait to hear back from you. But worst case scenario, it's going to be an expectation follow-up call or an expectation of what's going to happen next. So, boom, I hang up the call, or boom, you have this customer over here that sent you a form fill out on, like, this is how you buy a car. This is the email that you send all the dealers. So with both of those scenarios, I'm going to send them a video email. And what I'm going to do in this video email is, let's just pretend that my manager, if I'm a – now, BDC reps might not do this. This might be a salesperson that – like anybody that has authorization to propose figures. That typically sometimes isn't somebody necessarily in business development. It might be a manager. The BDC might turn it to a salesperson. But then the salesperson should properly be trained to do something like this, because this comes off so incredibly powerful. And it's something that I started when I was selling cars. It's something now that I teach. So feed her to the fire. You have to send best price. Don't just send an email with a scanned PDF that's hard to read and, like, here's your price. Create value. Set yourself apart. Do not fall into the stereotype that you are a typical car salesperson. Show the customer that without them even spending a dime with you, in fact, opposite, they're like, they're giving you this form fill out that this email format that they're sending to 20 other dealerships will stand out from the rest of those 20 dealerships, because half of those dealerships probably are going to turn and burn and just trash that customer right off the bat. The other, so if there's 20 dealerships, 10 are going to drop out. The other 10, 7 of them aren't going to follow directions. So if a customer is going to get all OCD on me and super down specific and want this, this, and this, and my feet are to the fire, then you know what? I'm going to give them all the information that they need, but I'm going to go above and beyond with anything that they're expecting. And I know this because I'm a type of customer where I pay attention to little detail stuff. So let's just pretend that this is your, it might be in Foursquare format, if you still use Foursquare format. It might be a PDF maybe with your price breakdown that the customer has, or that your manager has printed you. So rather than just shoot them an email, I'm going to shoot them a video email, as you see here. And I normally will use my whiteboard again for the introductory of that video, or I'll make a post-it that says, hey, Eliana, here's your pricing. And so I'm going to do that now, because this is how quick it is. I love when people go, I don't have time to do that. This literally is Eliana's price on Mercedes SL, okay? So I'm going to hold this up right here, and this is how I'm going to present the figures. Like, this is, and it comes off with, now it's just like the customer's in front of me, right, face to face. They won't talk on the phone. Let's say they don't want to talk on the phone and I have to do this, and they said it to shoot it over email or video or text. I'm going to include a video price quote with to the customer. So I'm going to start it off like this. It's going to go, can you all see my webcam? Are we good on the webcam?
You look great.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You just made my heart beat a little fast there. All right. So so I'm going to start it off like this. Hey, Eliana, this is Elise over here at ABC Mercedes. We just got off the phone not too long ago, and I just wanted to thank you again for the opportunity to earn your business. I had my manager give me a full disclosure printout that you're going to see below this video email. You can view it for yourself. But this is for your 2018 Mercedes SL, stock number ABC123, right in the cherry red with the black leather interior. In fact, and now I know I can't show you on the webcam, but like on a mobile device, what I would be able to do is actually go walk out to the vehicle and show them the vehicle too. But then when I get back to the pricing, so here's going to be your breakdown pricing on that vehicle that you requested. So you'll see here MSRP, which is that standard window sticker price of $87,997. In this document right here, or on my screen here, you can see that Edmunds or TrueCar has their price, market-based priced at this. Our price is going to be this, you can see, and I'm going to go over the quote, like visually go through it so they can hear me, they can see my body language. I'm doing something unique, setting myself apart from anybody else. And truth of the matter is my pricing, if it's a new car, or even a used car with all the used car market-based pricing tools that we use now, it's probably going to be very similar. And then it gives me an opportunity at the end of the video to go, you know, Eliana, I know that you're shopping other dealerships, right? It gives you kind of that plea that you're asking to earn their business, right? And you can say it genuinely because so from there, at the end of your video. So hopefully you found this video helpful. You know, aside from price, because I completely understand, I work with a lot of customers like yourself who are looking for the best deal, and that, you know, I'm with you 100% there. But aside from price, my commitment to you here at ABC Mercedes is I'm going to make sure that when you're ready to pick up your Mercedes SL, not only is, you know, do you save time, but you get the experience even after the sale when it comes to anything automotive. If you need any, you know, any scheduled service appointments, if you have any questions, if you get a new phone down the road you need repairing, I'm your go-to gal or I'm your go-to person when it comes to your next car buying experience. I not only want to earn you as a customer, but I want to keep you as a customer for life. And you have a moment, like whatever your why buy from us is, you have a moment to say that on video. you know, when it comes to again, these types of customer that we grudge about, that we kind of like, oh, one of these customers, we're not putting ourselves in the right mindset. You have to put yourself in the mindset of you're not, of course, we're not going to earn every customer, but just put yourself in the customer's shoes, know what everybody else is doing. You know, be creative, be different, do something that's going to set yourself apart, that's going to get attention. And if you have to give price, utilize video email, BombBomb video email as a way to present figures, as a way to show value. It's one thing to say that your price is $29.90 and it's market-based price, but what are you showing them, like they were sitting at someone's desk in front of you, that your pricing is justified, right? You might have third party from Edmunds, True Car, and so forth, maybe a V-Auto report that you can show. But basically, utilize video, whether it's on your mobile device or webcam, to present figures to the customer. Because, again, the customer is, you know, they're getting other quotes from dealerships. They're probably going to be this, like, if I wanted to go buy a Chevy Tahoe right now or a GMC Yukon for a new SL or a, you know, a new LTZ for a Chevy Tahoe, I know the pricing is going to be the same. And I mean, like, that's what customers get too. Pricing is going to be very similar. Used cars, there's market-based pricing. Pricing is going to be similar. The only freaking thing that is going to be different when a customer buys a car on a new car, right? If we don't want to head into the vending machine, like putting cars in a vending machine, the only thing that really separates us now when a customer wants to buy a car is you. Like, literally, you are the person. You, whether you're BDC, you're the first person, the first voice, the first face, you're that initial contact to this customer. You set you're the difference between this dealership and this dealership all the way over here. If you're a car salesperson, they could buy this, you know, they can literally buy this Chevy Tahoe or this Mercedes SL from anybody. The reason that they you know, buy it from you should be you. The reason that they buy it from your dealership should be your dealership. So are you exceeding value, you know, to the customer to you know, make sure that aside, yes, you're being competitive on pricing, okay, and you're adapting to that. Yes, you're giving them a good deal, but are you doing things to set yourself apart and be different from everybody else? Because that is the one distincting factor. You and your dealership is the only reason, is really when it comes to the mindset of price, the only thing that's going to get a customer outside of that mindset is knowing that, okay, all my pricing is the same, but, you know, Kathy over here at Masters Buick GMC, you know, she did this for me and I haven't even spent a dime with them yet. So even though pricing, like, I can get this Chevy Tahoe dealer choice A and B and C, like, I have to give it to Kathy over here because, like, wow, right? Just wow. So do things that are different. Again, with video, you can see when someone's presenting the figures, the customer on the other end is able to watch body language. They're able to see tone inflection. They're able to see things that you typically don't just get out of a standard email like this. I apologize. I wasn't able to get my phone hooked up as I had planned, but really, all said and done, video, email, we all talk faster than we type, so there should be no excuses not to utilize video email. When it comes to presenting figures for best price customers, when it comes to grabbing their attention to even get them to respond in the first place, when it comes to a bad review maybe that you need to resolve, all right, a video email coming from a manager, from a general manager, when it comes to a customer maybe that left the dealership and, you know, a video email from the sales manager, like a save the deal type video email. What video email does, that as much as I would like to say many people are utilizing, it's 2017. Everybody has smartphones at the hands of their fingertips. They're still the majority, well over the majority, I know, for every individual in the automotive industry who doesn't use video email. And so, the time it takes to do this is shouldn't be an excuse. It doesn't take a lot of time at all. The only thing that I would say that that takes time is understanding, like, I think we all see the value in what video email is, but the only way that you really can move forward in actually doing this, all right, so this hour and a half webinar that we're on, it's going to be, I hate to say this, but other than hearing Eliana's wonderful voice, of course, it's going to be pointless unless you actually get off this webinar and take action. So what I mean by that is this works, whether, I mean, again, just put yourself in the customer's shoes. It works from when I did it. It works for other people that utilize video email as a way to present figures and a way to deal with difficult customers. But the only way that it's going to work for you, I'm just going to be real here, is that if you actually get off of this webinar, take your notes, and start using it, you know, and start doing it. Take action. So we have a little bit of time for Q&A. I think that's where we're at. So do we have any Q&A?
Yes, actually we do. And audience, if you haven't gotten in your question yet for the incredible Elise Kephart, now is the time. We do have a number of wonderful questions in the queue. And I know we have, let me see, how much time do we have before we have to let you go? I think we got like 20 minutes before we must let you go. So, audience, get those questions. And by the way, Tony wrote in, wow, where do I sign? And does Elise sell a potion that I can give to our sales team to drink? So, other than coffee, of course.
Baby, right? And a coffee cup. So there you go.
That's funny. Also, Bobby says, customer experience over here is a serious focus. Thank you so much for the shout out. I believe you had mentioned, was it Kathy from Master Auto?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they were listening. All right. So before we get to those questions, though, I do want to direct your attention over to the handout section of the GoToWebinar interface. In that handout section, you're going to find Elise Kephart's slide deck from today. So if you'd like to download it, feel free to. Hi, everyone. You can download it right through the handout section of the GoToWebinar interface. So look on the GoToWebinar interface. Look for the word that says handouts. There's a little triangle next to it. Click on that. It'll open up, and there you'll find the slide deck for you to download. It is available until the very end of this broadcast, and it is available for immediate download. So now would be a perfect time to do it. Now, before we get any further, my friend, oh, it's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, let me tell you, I announced that our good friend, Elise Kephart, is giving away a great prize on today's webinar. One lucky attendee is going to win an entire year of BombBomb plus a custom video template and a 50-minute training session. Oh, my gosh, this is a great prize. It's a $1,200 value, amazing prize, not just for you but for the entire dealership. First person to write in the correct response is going to be winning this awesome prize. We're going to ask, of course, vendors who are on this call, hey, we love you, baby. You're always welcome on a Dealer On webinar. But as you can tell, this prize is intended for dealership personnel only, so we're going to ask you to kindly sit this one out to let a dealership person win this amazing prize. All right. So, Elise, before I ask this question, I just want to know, are you pretty confident that you stressed the answer to this question enough that they will get it?
I know I got a little, so let me reiterate again, and this is going to, I don't want to say this is a giveaway, but I talked about, hey, whenever you're, so going back to the best price customer, a customer that wants an e-price, there's not like a form fill letter and it just says, hey, what's your best price or will you take this offer? I want to use video email initially to get that phone call, because once I get that phone call, heck water. Like, the worst thing that's going to happen on the phone call is I cannot overcome that objection. I attempt to overcome it. I can't. It's going to result in a It's not going to result in a, okay, yeah, I'll send over that quote, talk to you later, bye. It should only result in three things, and it's going to be an appointment every single time. It's going to be
three different kinds of appointment, right?
Just given me.
You can't give away the answer now. You might have to come up with another giveaway question on the fly. So you think about that while I ask this question. Let's see if the audience picked up, because you did say it, but you didn't stress it, and it wasn't written. All right, so here we go. Good luck, everyone. This is not an easy one to answer, but we'll see if you got it. What are the three things that should always happen from a live phone call? We're looking for three things. And, yes, as she said, they all have to do with appointments. But what kind of appointments? So three different kinds of appointments that were, oh, my gosh. What is this? Not quite, Joel. Not quite, but it's...
I can't see any of them.
I know. I'm the only one who can see it. You know what? I think I'm going to have to give it to Joel. That was pretty darn close. And no one else is even close.
Joel Kasser?
Yeah, Joel Kasser. You know him.
Yeah. All right. So...
Joel says he's a first-time winner, if that is in fact it. Okay, so Joel Kasser wrote the actual appointment, which is the meeting appointment, right? Yep. He wrote a tentative appointment and a confirmed appointment. It's pretty close.
He put meeting appointment, tentative appointment, and confirmed appointment?
Yes. Is it close enough?
It's close enough, but let me reiterate. It's a meeting appointment or tentative. You got there, but... The third should be a what's going to happen next appointment. So it might be a customer, again, where, like, you're on the phone with them. You can't, like, they want a best price. They live 6 hours away. You're not going to get the meeting appointment. They're not driving 6 hours away just on a whim. You're not going to get the tentative because 6 hours, especially if you have two girls who are 4 and 1 year old, like, is a big pain in the butt. So the worst thing that's going to happen on the call is, hey, you know what? I understand. Let me go ahead and get this information for you, and then let's plan on reconnecting on end of the day, or let's put on reconnecting, on Saturday when you said you're going to be, coming back from your vacation. So it's a meeting appointment, tentative appointment, or here's what's going to happen next. Literally, Eliana, you can throw any scenario at me right now. Well, what if a customer, and it's going to result on a phone call in one of those three things. It's a meeting, tentative, or here's what's going to happen next. And literally, I can be on a webinar for 3 hours. Well, what about this scenario? It's still going to result in one of those three things. So.
I got you. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm still reading all the answers that are still coming in, and Joel is still the closest one. So, Joel Kasser, congratulations. You are today's winner, and you won a hell of a prize, my friend. So write on in and let me know what dealership you're from, and we're going to get you set up. Of course, that prize is going to come directly from our good friends over at...
Shout out to Joel, because Joel actually uses BombBomb video email, and I have to give a shout out to him because it's he does, you know, he's been using it for a while, but he pays for it out of pocket, so now he doesn't have to pay, like, now he's going to get, like, the full, like, you know, but it's I just have to give a shout out to him because as an individual salesperson, an individual manager, an individual BDC rep who doesn't necessarily have I don't want to say dealer support, but maybe the dealership isn't paying for certain tools to use. Joel's been paying for it out of pocket because there's value there, and that says so much about just, you know, again, not just a genuine person, but the type of person that wants to be better in this industry and do things that other people aren't. So I'm super stoked to give him the free year BombBomb.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations, Joel. Joel is from Volkswagen of Union in Union, New Jersey. Jersey boy, I love it. All right, Joel, congratulations. You're going to be getting this amazing prize from our good friends over at the Elise Kephart Experience. Enjoy it, my friend. Don't waste this opportunity. All right, so I'm looking forward to big and humongous things from you, Joel Kasser of Volkswagen of Union in Union, New Jersey. Now, for all the rest of you out there, yeah, I know, we had an awesome prize today, and you didn't win. It's okay. You know what? We give away cool prizes every week, so come on back to another Dealer On webinar, and that might be the day that you win a cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. But for right now, Joel Kasser is our big winner, and of course, we got to thank our good friend Elise Kephart for her incredible generosity. We really appreciate it. That was pretty exciting. All right, Joel, thank you so much. Audience, let's get to some questions before we have to let Elise go. First question comes in from Vanessa. Vanessa says, how do you handle customers that are asking detailed questions concerning leasing, as in money factor and questions like that?
So the best way to over, so if I get an initial lead where that's like in the question box or that's in like the notes, then I'm going to, again, confront the beast, acknowledge that I see that, but I'm still going to kind of go back to like, hey, I saw the, make a video email. Let's say there's no phone number, make a video email. You know, hey, Eliana, Elise over here at ABC Motors. I saw here, looks like you have some leasing questions on money factors, residuals, and so forth. And I just wanted to make sure that all those questions that I had, that I'm seeing everything correctly and that I'm on the right vehicle here. It came through as a new 2018 Volkswagen Jetta. Do me a favor, when you have a quick moment, give me a ring back. So I'm still acknowledging it, but before I just start chit-chatting away about that, like I want to aim for that live phone call, because then on that live phone call, then those objection handling techniques, when it comes to like then what's going to happen, I'll roll through it really quick because we have little time, but I want to guide my video email, same thing, towards acknowledging that that's what they're asking for, making sure that all my ducks are in a row too, to properly assist them with the questions that they have. Then if I get that phone call, which I hopefully should be able to, when, you know, and obviously reference the other webinar for kind of my full process, but if I get that phone call, if I get those questions now on a live phone call, they're much easier to overcome. And the best way to overcome objections on a live connected phone call is to just not get them in the first place. So let's say a customer came in, had those questions in the lead form. I'm going to send a video email. Hey, Eliana, Elise over here at ABC Motors. I just want to thank you for going online. It shows here it looks like you have a few questions in regards to residuals, lease rates, lease factors, mm-hmm. and so forth. I did have a couple questions for you. I want to make sure that all those questions are applicable to the exact vehicle that I see here, and a few other ones I wanted to assist you with, or that I wanted to connect with you about as well. Do me a favor. Give me a call back. When you have a moment, I didn't see a phone number. My number is, and I'll follow up with you later today. Once I get that phone call, hey, is this Eliana? Hey, Eliana, I hope I didn't call you at a bad time. Hey, reason for my call, my name's Elise. I work here with the management team at ABC Motors. I just wanted to thank you for going online. It shows here it looks like you're doing a little bit of leasing research on a new Volkswagen Jetta. Does that ring a bell? Okay, great. And so that I kind of better understand your needs a little bit, and I'm going to go right into it. It came through that you prefer one with cloth. Any preference on cloth or leather? And do you have a preference on, like, automatic or manual? Have you thought about that? Okay, great. Well, hey, based off of your specific needs and speaking to you on the phone, I've been monitoring my inventory the entire day. We do have Volkswagen. We do have a great selection of Jettas that meet that description right now. Speaking of which, when are you more available, right now or later today? They're going to bring up those questions again, and they're going to go, oh, well, actually, I had a couple questions just about leasing and so forth, as far as you know, in regards to how it works, or in regards to like what your lease rate is and money factor. And then I'm going to go, hey, you know what? I completely understand where you're coming from. There's a lot of different variables that go into leasing. One of which, you know, is your money factor, which is kind of like your lease rate, essentially. You know, that is given to us by the money factor, and there's a lot of different variables that go into qualifications for that. That's none of my business. Your overall credit rating and so forth is between you and my business manager. The most important factor. The most important factor, though, all said and done, is going to be the exact Volkswagen Jetta that essentially you want to be leasing, or that you want to be, you know, making that monthly payment on. So that's where we should start. When are you more available, right now or later today? Now, if I get in a quote, send me this, like it's one of those form fill outs, send me this, this, and this. I want to know lease rate, money factor, and so forth. Then again, that's going to be the advanced type of video email where maybe you do a screen share, and I apologize, the screen share didn't work, but where you do a screen share, or you're presenting figures where, like, if they want to know all of that, then you're going over every, like, if your feet are to the fire and you have to give numbers, you have a manager, you have a sales professional who knows what, or a finance manager who knows what those things are to present them over video, okay? So that would be my answer there.
Okay. All right. We do have a number of questions, so let's try and power through these as much as we can. Okay. Vanessa, great question. Thank you so much. Stevie has the next question. Stevie says, what's the biggest difference between BombBomb and YouTube Director for Business? And what does BombBomb offer that YouTube Director for Business app doesn't?
So the biggest difference, I used to be a huge, huge fan of YouTube. That's how I got the name, the YouTube Diva. But I will show you the difference. The main difference is BombBomb is going to give you real-time live tracking on when the customer opens your email. I call it the stalker tool. When they click on your video and so forth. But what they are, let's see here.
What are you doing, woman?
Hang on. So what BombBomb does that no other video email platform does, from what I've seen, is they give you what's called a moving image. And I wasn't able to do this live, but what's going to happen is this. Can you guys see this okay?
Yes.
So this is in my email. This is what the email looks like. Look how clean it is. It's not a hyperlink. It's not a freeze frame to YouTube with an awkward freeze frame. This is an actual GIF. It's an actual preview of the video, and you see me waving, or you see me holding the whiteboard. So much higher call to action as far as the way the video is presented, and then with real-time tracking and the stop-and-go feature that you can use to actually make your videos on the mobile app is pretty epic too. So, well, I mean, I always like to say any type of video email is better than no video email, but I really don't want any type of YouTube ads, any posting dates, or I don't want them to go anywhere. I don't want them to go other than like my video email and what I build around it. So this is, that's the main difference, is YouTube has a lot of other, rabbit holes that somebody can go down to.
Right, right.
There's no tracking involved with it, and you don't get the moving image.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, Stevie already wrote in. He says, thanks so much. All right, next question comes to you from Tony Mento. Tony says, what is your best advice on how to overcome those stereotypes that still dominate the management in the dealership?
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Tony, can you elaborate on that? Well, it's funny because Tony actually has a couple other questions that he wrote in. So let me – he actually has a follow-up question about BombBomb. He says, does the video open if you are not on the customer's safe list?
Yes, it does.
Oh, well, there you go.
It comes through if you are – if it's going to come from whatever email address you link it to, whether it's your Elise at elisekephart.com, your Elise at abcmotors.com, whatever email – like that, when they reply to this video email, it goes into your inbox that you have it linked to. And just so you guys know as well, BombBomb isn't my company. I am an affiliate of them directly. What that means is if you got value out of this webinar and you didn't win the free year for like Joel did, then if you go to automotivevideoemail.com, or you can email me and I'm your go-to person for that. And I can actually give you some, more in detail off this webinar, complimentary training on it and so forth, best ways to use it. So, but to answer your question, yes, it does play back because it's linked to your normal email address that you'd be sending them traditional email as normally.
Right, right. Okay. I still don't understand your first question. Okay, her best advice on how to overcome those stereotypes that still dominate the management in the dealership, a lot of pushback from management, only want an appointment.
Right.
Right.
So here's the thing, like, and we all know this, like, a lot of the training that I got was when I first started internet sales was, all right, well, you've sold cars before. There's your computer. There's your desk. This is our CRM, and there's your phone, and it's the same thing. You just got, just get them in, and I'll do the rest, okay? So with that mentality, managers, I think, have to adapt that there are going to be, okay, but listen to your people's phone calls. Like, sit in with them in a BDC room. Like, are they just turning, like, there are going to be, and I know this firsthand, there are going to be some customers that feed her to the fire. Like, you have to give pricing, okay? But there should be a good majority of customers where if it's just a, hey, what's your best price? Hey, what's your Ely? That to me is not a, hey, we got to give pricing right away. Like, feed her to the fire situation is going to happen. And managers should know that, but if you're seeing like every BDC, like, oh, they want best price, or a salesperson, oh, they want best price again, like, that shouldn't be happening. It might, like, the lead itself might happen a few times a day, but again, you need to follow the process to get the, like, the reply that, like, that's the right vehicle. And then if you're feeder to the fire and you have to give price, you have to give price. But I'm going to be doing a very interesting case study next week. I'm going to immerse myself I'm not going to look at any of my emails or any of my text messages or my Snapchats or anything unless it's of dire urgency. And I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be a remote person BDC at a dealership, an alias dealership that I won't say. My alias name is going to be Elise Timberlake. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you.
You see virtually for 3 days straight, bell to bell. And what I told the dealer is the expectation that they can expect from that, I'm going to be working their internet leads bell to bell for 3 days, is I'm expecting 90% contact rate and 80% scheduled appointments. And so everything that I hear of, well, what if this, excuse, I mean, respectfully, excuse this, excuse that, if I can do it now in 2017, I'm no different from any of you on this webinar. And so I want the value to be there that, like, everything that I'm oh so passionately talking about today is something that is only going to work if you do it. But if you do it, the results will be there. And so I'm pretty excited about that next week, because I get to be
excited for you. Well, just so you know, our friend Bobby wrote back in. She said, the just get them in mentality, so frustrating. Stick them in the BDC for an hour a day and let them attempt to do it. It quickly changes their mindset. Okay, let's get to some more questions, though, because we do have a lot to get to, and I know we don't have much time. Chantel says, I'm hoping she has time to answer this, but what if your manufacturer...
This might have to be my last one, because I do have a 3:30 flight out of Tampa.
Yay. Okay. What if your manufacturer has introduced a policy that you can't discuss discounts below MSRP over the phone or email? It must be in person. It has made best price emails tricky. How would you handle that?
So you're saying that if I'm a customer that lives 6 hours away and the only way that I'm going to get a price below MSRP is to come in? That's it, then
she wrote in. She said yes.
Okay, well then you're gonna lose deals out of that, respectfully, but you will. So I mean, that's I guess that's my opinion on that. I mean, to acknowledge that, then like to overcome that, okay, this will help. Again, you get the lead in that says what's your best price, get the video email in there and say, and again, I had a couple questions. I saw that you were requesting some pricing information. I had a few questions to make sure all my ducks were in a row, that it's on the exact vehicle that I see here, stock number ABC123. Give me a call back. Get that phone call. That live phone call is going to be your best bet of being able to explain that to the customer, right? But truth be told, I mean, like I said, I don't think we should be running from it. The fact that we're all customers too, and there are going to be customers that just, you know, they spent 30 hours doing research. They know, they could tell you probably more about the car than some sales consultants could, you know, about the car.
Okay, well, just so you know, Chantel wrote in. She said, okay, thank you. Yeah, that's what Mazda Canada is trying to introduce right now. Geez, and Canada is really spread apart, so I'm kind of surprised at this. Okay.
I want to pause on that real quick because there's another, Genesis. This was New Genesis in Canada. They have a full white glove service. They don't have dealerships, and it's the same thing. Like, there's pricing online, but there's no car dealerships. It's these VIP scheduled appointments where the agent, not the agent, but the genius person essentially goes to their home or office. But if you're going to be doing that, then you better make sure that your experience to the customer, like that you're offering things to the customers to get them motivated to drive those 6 hours or to schedule that appointment without knowing any information up front. So, like I said, if that's going to be the process put into place, I'm not personally a fan of that. But if you're going to have that in place, then make sure that you have value propositions that are going to balance out that method of doing business. So,
okay. Before we start closing out the show, I do want to get to this one. Bobby wrote in, Elise, where can listeners go to see your BombBomb info, what's included, and how to get more information? Cover that, and let's close out the show after that, okay?
Okay, so I'm going to, it's going to be bombbomb.com/automotive video email, automotivevideoemail.com, bombbomb.com automotive video email, okay? This is right on BombBomb, and you can hit sign up right here or get more information. This is everything that I'm including free within when you sign up exclusively with me with BombBomb. It's much different from anything that they normally offer. And the reason for that is because I'm on your guys' side. I've done video email and automotive since 2009 when I think before the iPhone was even around. So now I'm, you know, so all of this, you're going to see what's included. And you can sign up today. Depending on how many people you have, it's as low as $39 month to month. So sign up today, or you can even sign up right up here. So links up here at bombbomb.com/automotive video email.
Hold on, let me bombbomb.com/automotive video email. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay, good. I'm just going to send that out to everyone so they have that link. Okay, I think I got it right. Hopefully I spelled it right, people. You're very welcome, Bob. All right, now we're going to – can you go back to the PowerPoint so we can close out the show? Elise, as always, brilliant. Never enough time with you, my friend. I know I don't want to keep you from missing a flight because I would – that would be something that I would do. She keeps looking over her shoulder, so I know she has to go. All right. Audience, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. It's also going to be posted online within 24 hours. Just go to dealeron.com/webinars to view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our past webinars, too. And when this webinar concludes in just a moment, you're going to get a short survey. We want to know what you thought of today's presentation, so please tell us what you thought. It's 3 short questions. We would greatly appreciate your feedback. And you can catch more of Elise Kephart at the upcoming Rockstar Automotive Conference. It's going to be November 13th and the 14th in Vegas, baby. Oh, it's such a good conference, too. So if you are going to be in Vegas or you want to be in Vegas, then make sure you check out Elise Kephart. She's going to have another amazing session there at the Rockstar Automotive Conference. For more information or to buy tickets, visit rockstarautoconference.com. Also, Dealeron is going to be exhibiting and presenting at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention. We have an awesome booth. You've got to stop by and see it. It's booth 305. We're going to have all kinds of prizes and surprises there. And to top it off, we'll also toss you a copy of our new book we wrote on local SEO. It's awesome. And while you're getting your Digital Dealer on, please check out the speaking sessions from the Beard and the Hair, Greg Gifford and Sean Rains. Remember, I'm going to be there, and I'd love to see you. It's booth 305. Hope to see you there. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next DealerOn webinar, Digital Marketing Strategies That Get More Bang for Your Buck. Do you ever wonder if you're spending the right amount of money on digital marketing? You're not alone. The majority of dealerships feel the same. After all, you want to get great results without feeling like you wasted money or could have done better. What if the right amount of money is simply the amount of money you're comfortable spending, and you just have to make sure that that investment performs better? Oh, that's what this week's DealerOn webinar presenters are saying. Sean Welsh from Car Biz Done Better and Chad Graves from Reunion Marketing believe that dealerships should spend what they can afford and stick to it. They're going to show you that digital marketing strategies that don't have to be expensive to get truly impressive results. Attendees of this jam-packed one-hour webinar will learn to establish a rock-solid foundation for digital marketing with proven basics and new cutting-edge techniques. This comprehensive presentation will include numerous real-world examples and case studies and teach dealers to build a marketing strategy that fits your operation. If you're ready to learn the digital marketing strategies that get more bang for your buck, then you can't afford to miss this presentation, so be sure to register now. Don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, feel free to contact me directly. I'd love to hear from you. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'm on all the automotive social networks. I'm everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, you name it. And you know what? To make it even easier, just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care, everyone.